It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure is on All Hallows Eve. Time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. We're going to get to it right now, Jones.
Good.
Is this your
grab bag?
Blaring. Is this your
grab bag?
Blaring. Look, man.
Dude, please.
Bruins and Hurricanes tonight, 7 o'clock. You might still be out trick-or-treating, or perhaps you just, or maybe you just got back.
I think
it's dark early.
I'll be back. 7 o'clock.
What time do you start? 5:36? I bet like it's
I think
dark
they
early.
Gather all the kids at like 5.
Okay.
Which would be a great place for, you know, witches to, you know, steal their souls or something like that.
Oh,
get them all in one area. Yeah, hocus pocus style.
Yeah, I got
that. Yeah, if they wanted to
Salem.
Do that. Yeah, sure. Not that far away. No. Yeah, 5. I bet we're back home by 7. I'll be back home for puck drop.
Eating candy, watching the bees tonight.
Yeah. How many brew dogs deep? Find out.
17. Do you like their chances tonight?
No.
It's a big game for them.
Look. It does my guy? I know
it's
Razor.
A big game.
Razor didn't want me to, you know, throw that in his face on the way out. But it's like, yeah, hopefully Monty makes the trip back with you. Like, hopefully Monty makes the trip back with him for Monty's sake. Yeah. But I wouldn't guarantee it. I don't expect it to go well tonight at all.
Let's reach back into the grab bag.
We got a Drake May update, Jones. What is the Drake May update?
Oh, this is from Mike Reese, the latest here, and it's the Drake May. Looks like he's continuing to progress when it comes to concussion protocol. He says the arrival there. At the media access portion, Drake May has been cited, which he wasn't yesterday. He is taking another step forward in the NFL's concussion protocol. May was also the first quarterback in QB repetitions today on the practice field.
Okay.
So
chances he plays now?
I mean,
decent.
Higher. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's put a percentage on it. I said before, I don't know, maybe like 25% he would play. I didn't think it was very likely. I didn't totally rule it out. 25%. I still
up it.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to up it based on that. So my whole point is
51, is he more likely to play now than not? 51%?
Yeah.
Is it higher than that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what is it?
It's 52. It's higher than 51.
51?
No, that's a very encouraging update because part of the reason why I was like, hey, maybe just don't play him is if it's so late in the week that he gets activated, I just think at that position it's really tough to throw in there. And also, not just at that position, but specifically a guy who's only made 3 career starts. If this was, you know, Mahomes or Burrow and he's not, and then all of a sudden he's available, you're like, yo, yeah, we're getting him in. But for this guy, I feel like, hey, maybe he needs a little bit more to be involved more in practice than I would wait. But if he's already out there on Thursday, like, okay.
If I'm wrong about this, I'm wrong. But I didn't think he would get cleared. If he gets cleared, he should absolutely play. I don't care if it's tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I don't care. So maybe he'll clear this thing, which I did not anticipate. But if he does, he should be out there and playing. I do agree with you, though. Getting the reps this early in the week, that's a good sign. And it's much more meaningful to me under Gerard Mayo than, like, Bill. If it was still Bill, I'd be like, are they playing games?
Yeah.
Is he just out there first in line to, like, throw the opponent off the scent? With Mayo, I kind of think what you see is more what you're going to get.
Grab bag!
All right, how about last night's top NBA performance, Jones? This is a new little segment within the segment.
Oh, good.
Karl Anthony Towns had 44-13 for the New York Knicks last night in their win over the Miami Heat.
Nice.
44-13.
Wow, top. Now, is this his high score? How are you gonna define this?
Sure.
Just up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I had the Chet Holmgren. It was Chet and Wemby last
That's
night.
That's a fun game.
It was. I had the Chet Holmgren over 3.5 blocks and steals last night. Hit like you read it.
Right away, huh?
Oh, nice.
Thunder got the win. hopefully, and I saw Kevin O'Connor, I think, tweeting about this. He's like, hopefully the Spurs end up being decent so that this can actually be a rivalry. If it's just Chet Holmgren on a good Thunder team versus Wembanyama on a horrible Spurs team every year, it's like, that's not really much of a rivalry.
A couple of lanky dudes.
Two Slendermen out there duking it out every single night. No, but those guys are great. I mean, they're both really good, but yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
Week 9 in the NFL kicks off tonight, Thursday night football, Jets and Texans on what should be a spooky evening. Jets are the favorite in this one. Vegas obviously looking for a bounce back game because, correct me if I'm wrong, they just lost to the Patriots.
That's correct.
And they're now favored over the Houston Texans.
Okay, here's how the line's gone this week. My guy John Ewing over at BetMGM.
That's your guy.
Jets open plus +1. The line this morning, they were favored by 1.5. It's now up to -2. The Jets are a favorite. They've lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
They just lost to the Patriots. And for some reason, the line keeps going heavier and heavier towards the Jets. I don't get it. What am I missing?
I feel like it's a sucker's bet.
That's like
when
the only
the Texans.
Right. That's the only reason to bet the Texans is because it's like I don't get what Vegas is telling me.
I don't know.
What does Vegas know that I don't know?
Nick,
but I still want the Texans side. Yeah,
right. Nick went all in Hold'em style. Right,
whole $26.35.
Nice.
2.5 hams.
I saw the money.
2.5 hams.
Money line this
like
morning.
2.5 hams for like 8.5 hams.
What'd you get? Money line.
+110.
+110 this morning. I don't know what it's up to now.
At the show, do we agree the Texans are going to win?
Yes.
All right.
If we all agree, how could it possibly go wrong?
Good point.
Yeah.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting in on that.
Nice.
That seems like that action's too sweet.
It's my grab bag, and I need it now.
All right. Here's going to be the big candy corn taste test of the year. I haven't had a candy corn in well over a decade, I would say.
Yeah. Pop a couple candy corns over here. Yeah. I like a candy corn.
So when this got brought up because Alex Van Pelt said it's his favorite Halloween candy, I was like, yeesh, like what a choice. And you're like, oh, no, they're pretty good. And I'm like, I don't think they are. Like many people, I said throw them in the trash.
They're delicious. I mean,
you like them?
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Yeah, they're not trash. I mean, they're not like
you do one at a time. Or you fire in like 10.
Depends on how much flavor you want. How enjoyable do you want it to be? The more,
I
want the
be pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, have a whole bunch. There's two.
I'm gonna put one in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start.
They're great. You don't like that?
No, I do not.
What don't you like about it?
It's kind of chalky.
Yeah, I think I like that. I think that's what I like.
You like the chalkiness of the candy corn?
I think that is what I like. Yeah. It tastes like, do you not like frosting on a cake? It tastes like cake frosting.
Yeah, a little bit of cake frosting.
That's not a little bit. That's
I don't like cake frosting on its own, though. I like it with the cake.
Oh, I saved the cake frosting till the end.
Just you have a scoop of...
I just eat right around the cake. I got a whole
you eat all the inside of the cake first?
Most of it, yeah.
No, these are bad.
Try another one. Okay. See if your taste buds have changed in the last 5 seconds.
Maybe it changed.
I like them.
Billy or Nick, you guys wearing candy corns?
Hey, want to run here and get them? Bill's...
I'll take some next
break. Yeah, Bill's thinking about it, yeah.
There is a chalkiness to it, though.
Yeah, but it's kind of the more you eat, the better, isn't it?
It's not hurting it. It's like a...
Try another one. Fire down another
one. You think
one.
Another yeah, a third yeah, one yeah, will help? Going.
I'm eating them two at a time.
No, I noticed that.
Noah's Ark style.
Yeah, some of them don't... Yeah, they're just orange and yellow.
One. Get another one in there, yeah.
I don't know if I like it. What's the nutritional value
I don't not like it.
A lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
I just think everybody...
Pure sugar.
It's just very fashionable.
Oh, it is a sugar.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It's very fashionable to not like candy corn, and so I think a lot of people have been brainwashed to not even try it. It's good.
Yeah, like as a kid, I would just break off the tips of them and then stick in my teeth and I become a vampire. Just
that's
like
fun.
That.
That's a fun game, Bill. I think it is better than a, what is that?
$10 shake goes, Keith, these are bad. Eats more.
Eats more. How about these are horrible. Yeah, here's more. Well, maybe it was going to get better. I don't know if it was one of those things.
I think it did. I saw you eat more of them.
You know what?
Yeah, the more you eat, the better.
It's probably better than like a bad jelly bean.
Yeah, they're definitely better than jelly beans.
I don't like
jelly beans.
Yeah,
I don't love gummy bears. Those are better than gummy bears, jelly beans. Those are better than a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're not the greatest candy ever, but I don't get the hate for candy corn.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Yeah. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself, a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
College football.
Life is grab, life is bag.
College football.
Words to live by.
If you want to bet on something other than Thursday Night Football or the Boston Bruins, yeah, you also have Tulane and Charlotte. If you're into that. College football.
You got a line on that?
No.
Put me on the green wave side.
You like that's the wave?
Ride with the wave, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from
grab bag.
All right, how about this? The L.A. Dodgers, as we know, won the World Series. And the fans in L.A. handled it very well.
Did they?
12 arrested and a bus set on fire. They lit a Metro bus on fire.
That's like every city when you win a World Series, you should expect you're going to lose at least a bus.
I never understood that. Like,
well,
I'm
not saying I'm the one destroying the bus, but like
you're not.
But like a bus is collateral damage in a World Series.
You think
parade.
They got off all right with one bus?
Yeah, one bus.
I don't know.
Of arrests and one bus—that's nothing.
Yeah, God, remember when we won the World Series and we lit that bus on fire?
I'm just
I think you kind of always wanted to light the bus on fire, and now you're just coming up with some excuse to do it.
Hey, you need a reason to light the bus on fire.
Dodgers. Yeah. I feel like if they lost, you'd be more likely to light the bus on fire.
Oh, Vancouver
style.
Then
you go full
Canucks. Yeah. That's
That made more sense. I'm not celebrating that.
Yeah, right.
Better Canada. Candy in Canada. Better riots in Canada.
Doesn't it make more sense? Let's cause a lot of damage
a
loss.
It's a happy birthday.
Than a win?
Yeah, you're excited.
So congrats to the Dodgers. Of course, 12 arrested. That's what we're...
I don't think that's that big of a number.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I don't think per capita, it's
not
that
big. It's a big city. Yeah. That's fair.
It's a grab bag!
All right, the horror movie of the day. I'm not going to leave you in suspense, Jones. It is Halloween. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you there are, I think, 13 Halloween movies.
Okay.
13 Halloween movies. They are not all great.
Okay.
Let me be the first to tell you. Some of them are real bad.
Wasn't there one called...
Three Stinks, Five Stinks, Six Stinks.
Somebody texted or maybe
Rob
on Twitch.
Rob Zombie one stink.
Was there an...
Oh. How dare you?
Oh.
Besmirch Rob Zombie. The second Rob Zombie one does stink.
The
first one's not bad.
Wasn't there one called H2O?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what number was that?
Well, it was 20 years after the first one, but it was probably
like
the
eight?
Seventh one made.
Yeah, so that's confusing.
LL Cool J, Josh Hartnett, Janet Leigh.
Oh, it sounds like a good cast.
Actually a great cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Williams.
Okay, yeah.
So I think the one thing that nobody can debate is the original is the best, and then the most recent one is the worst. Halloween Ends. So they brought Jamie Lee Curtis back.
I think you're just sad because it's over. I think that's probably...
No, it was legitimately terrible.
Yeah. They'll probably reboot it. It'll be back. But so Danny McBride and one of his like writing buddies like brought back the Halloween series. So there's like three relatively new ones. 2018 and then whatever it was Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. The last one is so bad. It's the worst. The first, like, reboot, if you will, requel, pretty good. I would also say H2O is pretty good. Halloween 2 is decent enough. And then Halloween 4, I have a nice time with Halloween 4. Halloween 4 is pretty good.
Okay. So those are your Halloween power rankings. Not to be confused with your top 10 horror movies.
Correct.
Your Halloween film series power rankings.
Very different. These are all very different.
Nice.
We are going to do the clip du jour next, right?
Okay.
So
in the
meantime, should we get to this?
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. It's a Oakland A.
Molly Fingers.
Yes.
Crowley finger.
Correct. Nick got it. No. Yeah, that was the obvious one. That's a good one. All right. How about this ball player, a random baseball player of the day, shortstop, played from 1991 to 2007.
Mike Bordick.
No.
I've guessed Mike Bordick before.
It's a 17-year career. He played for the following teams.
Randy Velarde.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah. Was Randy Velarde a shortstop?
No. Giants, Cardinals, Rangers, White Sox, D-backs, Rockies, Red Sox, Reds, Nationals, Blue Jays, Brewers.
It's almost more confusing when there's that many
teams. Too many teams.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you.
But he was majority of the time an A?
No, majority of the time, he was never an A. Of the time, San Francisco Giants.
I thought you said he was an A to start.
Did I?
I thought you did. No, I think you were saying the joke. 8 as a joke to be like, it's going to be
Raleigh
Fingers.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a joke.
I thought we were actually getting a hilarious joke.
I don't want to have to explain it to you. But it was the Giants. The Giants he played 506 games with, then Cardinals 373, Rangers 333, then there's kind of a drop off from there. So he broke in 91.
Okay.
He retired after the 07 season where he had a cup of coffee with the Red Sox in 07.
Oh.
He was, again, a shortstop and an all-star in 1997, a one-time all-star representing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ricky Gutierrez.
Great guess, no.
Oh,
he faded away.
Oh, my God. It was a Nick Young.
Clank.
That was a Nick Young.
He
looked the other way.
He thought he had it.
Oh.
No. 6 foot tall, he'd run you 175 pounds. Right-handed stick.
I got nothing.
Never a home run hitter. High of home runs was 14 with Texas. High steals, though, 33.
Uh-oh.
So he'd swipe you a bag a little bit.
Okay. I saw one scroll by in the Twitch chat that I think sounds right.
Berry?
I know. Ooh, Quentin Berry, pinch runner. He did it. Yeah. He did have a little cameo with the Red Sox at one point in time.
Nope.
Twitch chat is guessing, and again, I never would have got this. Royce Clayton?
Correct.
Royce Clayton.
Wow. Royce Clayton played a long time. And remember at the very end in that 07 year, he played 8 games with the Red Sox.
No, I don't remember that. Ray Ordonez
was a good guess. Lansing.
Mike Lansing didn't. Wasn't Royce really a shortstop, was it?
Who? Lansing?
Lansing?
Yeah, he played short.
Did he? I thought he played second.
Probably both.
Yeah.
But no, Royce Clayton. A lot of people were on Royce Clayton.
Royce Clayton. I do remember the name.
Nice random ball player right there.
About as random as they get. Uh-huh. Never an A.
No. Never played for the A's. Played for everybody else, though.
Unlike Raleigh Fingers. Give me the teams again. That was a lot of teams.
It was Giants, Cardinals, Rangers, White Sox, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Red Sox, Reds, Nationals, Blue Jays, Brewers. Stupid. I mean, you got to move all those times. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, at some point, you got to be.
You got to move again? Like, I'm not playing.
Some point about.
I don't want to play.
Not going to do this again. How many teammates you got to introduce yourself to? Their wives,
so
their kids, coaches. How many times do you have the same argument over and over again about Halloween costumes?
Yeah, it's terrible.
New people now. I love candy corn. Oh, you don't love candy corn. You got to do every single time, every new team.
Grab bag.
There you go.
Royce Clayton.
There's the grab bag.
Random baseball player of the day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.